You're listening to SBS News.
When Corey Tutte googled the most remote school in Australia, he found a school of kids who reminded him of himself. When Mr. Tutte found out there were only 15 books in the school's entire library, he says he decided he needed to take action.
So I packed up every single book I owned and I sent it to the school, and then they were like, oh, we've got a school down the road that could use some books. So it sort of grew from there. I've got schools that contact me now that say, oh, can you send us some science resources? Because there's such a need for it.
Now through the program he calls Deadly Science, Mr. Tutte sends books to 52 schools, and he's got another 30 on a waiting list. But for Mr. Tutte, he says it's much more than the books.
I created Deadly Science because I wanted to change the perceptions for kids like I was, young Indigenous kids that, you know, they get told they can't do things, or they get told like science is not for you, or like you get pushed into like hip hop or sport, and they're great things. But science is all around us.
And for the schools, it's a thrill to receive the much-needed resources. Zoe O'Hara from the Pernalulu School in the Kimberley area of Western Australia says it feels like Christmas when a new box of books arrives.
We love getting presents. And it's especially when the presents are useful and exciting and, you know, help the kids learn about their own country, their own flora, their own fauna.
Mr. Tutte also Skypes the students in the classrooms, connecting them to scientists that can also answer their questions. He says it's important that the kids know where the books are coming from.
You know, we started Skyping the kids in the classrooms because I wanted them to put a face to the books. I wanted them to know where they come from and know my story as well. Because, you know, it's all well and good to send a box of books, but if it's not personal, then it defeats the purpose.
But Mr. Tutte says Deadly Science is like a family, and he wouldn't have been able to achieve what he has with the program without support. When he founded Deadly Science, he started working a second job to cover the cost of buying books. Now it's grown so much that he started a GoFundMe campaign and receives book donations from his friends and colleagues. One of Mr. Tutte's biggest donors is Marianne Large, who is a physics professor at the University of Sydney. Professor Large says she's donated about 100 books to Deadly Science.
So I started by giving books from my own family collection, the ones that I'd grown up with or that I'd gathered. And then I decided to start buying some new books because I wanted to give the kids some books that made them really love books. And now it's like whenever I go past a bookshop, I'll go in and see if there's something.
Professor Large says she can see the importance of Deadly Science, and it's a cause that is close to her heart.
My mum was a children's librarian, and I grew up with books. I just can't imagine not having books as a part of your experience. And I think it's shameful that there are schools in this country that have so few educational resources. And I really wanted to do something about it.
For Mr. Tutte, he says he wants to continue to grow Deadly Science and bring more attention to Indigenous science knowledge.
Kids in remote areas, they deserve the best resources and the latest resources to, you know, grow their minds. I think some of the best questions I've ever heard have come from kids from the bush, and I want to support that, and I want to grow Indigenous science because our history is so great.
Kira Jenkins, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.